Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, welcome back to Should I Delete That?
I'm Em Clarkson.
I'm Alex Light.
And I'm wearing producer Daisy's jumper because I leaked my stupid little milk all over my stupid little shirt.
Honestly, it really works.
Also, it's upgraded my outfit.
Sorry. It has though. It's just like, it's so cool.
It's elevated it. It is trendy. Yeah. I know.
It's really trendy. It's like a green little vest.
Yeah.
It's a V-neck vest. Very cool.
I've wanted a sleeveless jumper for a really long time.
Yeah.
But I haven't known what to wear underneath it. And I feel like either you end up like Daisy Grant brand, which is like very trendy lesbian.
Yeah.
Or you end up, little chuckle, or you end up like looking like you should be like owning a bit of a racehorse. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Like very fancy. Yeah. So I feel like...
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
That it's either like it should be from Ralph Lauren and you should be wearing joppers with
it. But I feel like that's if you wear like a white shirt, a crisp white shirt underneath, that's when you like...
But this is where I've been going wrong because I can't think of anything else to put underneath
White t-shirt.
A la Daisy.
Yeah, it just takes me into trendy lesbian territory and I'm not a trendy lesbian. I'm not trendy or a lesbian.
But you can be trendy.
I can cosplay.
Yeah.
Well, I like this jumper cool. And I do feel inspired when I go home to buy a vest like this.
So do I.
A sweater vest.
I want
like
a
this.
Vest.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We're entering our sweater vest
era.
I
want a tank.
Love this. You will look ridiculous in one
I would look ridiculous in one right now. Can you imagine?
Sort of manage your expectations. I think you might look ridiculous.
It would like, I don't think it would hit my belly button.
Big Winnie the Pooh vibes
are. Big Winnie. Sorry. That's my excitement because we have got such a good episode.
Hit me.
These are my favourite kind of episodes.
Hit me.
We did a call out on the Instagram for things that aren't actually intimate but feel really intimate. I'm going to kick us off. When you and a stranger are both looking at the same groceries and standing really close together.
Oh, I hate it so much. Like, what do you want with my cheese? Fuck off.
But, like, it gives me extra decision paralysis then, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Because I'm like...
But I also feel very self-conscious. I'm like... Okay, I'm going to reach for this cucumber. What are you going to do about it? Do you know what I mean? And then I'm like, do I really want it? Because do I want them to know that I want it? Because I don't, like, ever... It's the cool girl phenomenon. You never want to be seen to want something. So it's like to reach for something is very
uncool.
It's very like, I want this. Like, all right, greedy. Cool jets. Yeah, there's something about wanting something that really gives me the ick. So
I kind of get that.
And they'll perceive me like, oh, what are you getting those for? Like, oh, you think you're all healthy, do you? A bag of kale. Loser. I'm like, yeah, fair enough. You know what I mean?
Not really. I really want to agree. I don't know. For me, it's more like, do they think that I want to talk to them?
Why would they want to know? Why would you want to talk to them?
Because if I'm just like being very silent right next to them, looking at the same thing, suddenly I think like, oh, they think I want to chat them up or
and also,
they think I want to convo.
What happens if like, so they're on your left and like, okay, I'm just thinking of my local co-op, like all the dips are on the left. So like we're both standing there and then it's like, what if I got to lean across you? But also, I want to look at the dips and you're kind of in my way. So do I go behind you? Or have I just got to like sort of crane my neck and kind of peer into your line of vision? Like it's too much.
And actually, I think people are so rude because when I'm looking, I am always conscious when I'm stopping to look for what I want in the supermarket of like people around me. Are they looking for the same thing? Do they need to come up? Do they need to take something? I'm always very conscious of that. So I'll be quick and I'll move out the way. Some people just stand there like
that's
they have
me.
Nothing
that's
else
me.
To do.
That's me. Oh. I'm the person that stands there.
Rude.
Like I've got nothing else to do. Because I can never, honestly, and there's something wrong with me. It's like I cannot do, like if I'm, okay, so the other day I had to go and get harissa paste, which as it turns out, I absolutely hate. Like I had it for a recipe. Harissa is disgusting.
Is it?
No offense to people that like harissa. I saw a recipe on TikTok for like harissa beans, like a sort of like a little, like a bean dish. Like, and I'm really in my bean era at the moment. I'm putting butter beans and stuff because I just feel like high protein, delicious, warm. And I feel like I keep seeing them on TikTok with like crunchy bread. And I'm like, beans, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, so I was really excited to make the harissa beans. I didn't know what harissa was, but I was like, that looks delicious.
It's not.
No, harissa is disgusting. But I was standing there for like, it's so spicy. That's where I went wrong. And it tastes a little bit like soap. So it was just like very spicy soap. It
gorgeous.
Was a lot. Anyway, and I was just staring at the fucking products. And I literally, it was like, it was right in front of my face. And I must have been looking at it for 15 minutes. I was like, there's no harissa here.
Oh,
it was right there.
I enjoyed spot the product. I love a challenge with that.
See, I think that's, you're in a, I think most of us are just absolute like gormless idiots and just stand there like, why am I here?
I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but it's just come flooding back to me. An idea for an app, right?
Yep.
Okay. When you go into the store, it tells you exactly where everything is. Because can you ever find eggs?
Never. Ever.
Ever. Well,
I do, yeah. I can never find any. Oh, clearly, I can never find anything.
Eggs are
no
like
rhyme or
a
reason.
Law unto themselves. They're never. There's no rhyme or reason for where they are.
But there's no rhyme or reason
sometimes
for where anything is.
Sometimes
like I wanted baby food the other day. Like that was so far away from everything. It was by the big bottles of Pepsi. I was like, when?
Yeah,
what situation wouldn't cause these two things to need to be next to each other?
And you know, what I really hate cling film. Okay.
Yeah.
Or like,
God, I wouldn't even know where to
tinfoil.
For that.
There are separate aisles. There's a baking aisle over here, and there's a household essentials over there. Which one does that belong
I know,
to?
And you know what's really confusing about tinfoil, particularly at this time of year? It's often at the end of an aisle in a big pot full of other tinfoils.
Is it?
Yeah. Like wrapping paper. I see it all the time, just like at the plonked
really?
At the end of the aisles. Yeah, like woo, get this like massive tinfoil.
Oh, because of roast dinners and how much.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Well, yes, that except when you go in and you're like, I need to buy tinfoil. I've got to check the end of every aisle. Stupid.
It's stressful. How about an app though? Wouldn't that be so cool?
It would be really good. But then there's also something that I really love about the hunt. When I've got time on my hands, like there is nothing I love more. Nothing I love more than a trip to an M&M. Am I okay?
Then a trip to M&S. I love M&S.
And they're a treat. It's not where
so
I go
nice.
For my everydays.
I know.
But my God.
It would bankrupt you.
Funny you should say that. I saw a video on TikTok price comparing M&S and Aldi.
Oh.
Very often Aldi was more expensive.
Really?
It was fascinating to me. I mean, M&S is expensive, but then everything is. But it was just really interesting. I was just really struck by it.
Anyway, M&S is so good. Oh, so good.
And I feel classy. And I see that they've got vegan cheese straws in there.
Have they?
Oh my God, they're to die for.
Do you mean like
for.
Cheese strings?
No, like cheese straws, like a kind of pastry thing.
Oh, I see.
And they've got the plant-based
classier than
cookie.
Cheese strings.
Like, oh my God, I just love it.
They do good plant-based
the first
stuff there.
The best plant-based, literally, it's the best plant-based range in my opinion.
Is it?
That's why I've got my no dark hoisin wrap from M&S again.
Yeah,
they've opened
really
one
good.
In Waterloo Station. It's made my life complete.
Yeah, the huge one.
I'm so excited.
I missed that.
It was the first trolley Arlo ever went in. I was like,
was it?
Yeah. It's like the only way from here is down, my love. You will never sit in a trolley this precious again.
We set the bar quite high.
Very high, yeah. That was my mistake. But I just love an M&S.
I do love an M&S.
Anyway. That was intimate.
So intimate,
who
right?
Knew we had so much to say.
I know. Sharing a lift.
I just called the guy we got in the lift with Buddy.
You really did.
Why did I do
you
that?
Said bye, buddy.
we got in a lift to come up to the studio and a guy got out the floor below us and I went, bye, buddy.
We all looked at you like, oh, okay.
Why'd you do that? It's intimate. I panicked.
And then I felt awkward, so I said, bye, buddy, too. Bye, buddy.
Yeah, it's a familiarity.
I've never used buddy in my life.
I've got to use buddy a bit less than what I do. I use it all the time. Hi, buddy.
Buddy.
Hi, buddy.
I quite like it.
Yeah, it's friendly.
What's it make me think of? That
Buddy the Elf. What's your favourite colour? Elf.
Yeah,
elf.
That's it.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. I love that film.
I do like that film. I think it's the only Will Ferrell film that I actually like. But I do like it.
What?
I know. I really don't find him
funny.
You
don't find him funny?
Not at all. I think Step Brothers is literally one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life.
I laughed so hard in Step Brothers, I actually thought I was going to pop something.
Oh, God.
I watched it for the first time on my brother's phone on a plane. And I watched, and the bunk bed scene, when the bunk bed collapses, I laughed until I like actually hurt myself. That is, yeah, that's so funny that you didn't find it funny. That's not that funny.
Yeah, him specifically. I don't know. I find him what really
about
unfunny.
Talladega Nights, that's funny. Blades of Glory.
I haven't seen those.
What else is he? I mean, he's in bloody everything.
I don't know, actually. But he's
in your one with Mark Wahlberg. He's funny in that.
No,
he's in something about dads, stepdads, no, dads, dad, daddies, something about dads anyway. It's funny.
Okay.
But to be honest, my brother loves him. And like,
does he?
Yeah, and so if ever like there's a film on at home, it'll be my brother will have put that on.
Maybe I need to see more.
I know what you mean.
Watch two and be like, oh, I don't, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe I need to branch
but
out.
That's Adam Sandler for me. Gives me the willies. Don't find him funny. It's just
funny.
Not for me.
Really, really not
it's
funny.
It's really not for me.
No.
But
they're so famous. Like, he's so famous.
Seth Rogen, same thing. I'm like, you're always just playing the same really stoned guy.
Yeah.
But grow up.
And it's so, like, slapsticky, but just but not I think in a good way.
But I think we're just being arseholes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so yeah. Ignore
us. That's quite normal. Accidentally touching someone's hand when holding on the tube. Oh, when holding the pole.
That's so mad. I would sooner not hold anything and risk literally landing on their lap.
I do like to tube surf, actually.
I love... In your state, you should not be doing that.
No.
Extra, I love to tube
surf. Stakes are higher, though. It's fun.
Yeah. It's extra danger. We go down together.
Yeah. No, that's horrible when you touch someone's lap. That's not nice.
No, it's
that's
not nice at all. It's not nice at all.
Way too intimate.
I don't even like touching someone's hood or bag.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
I was once on the tube. I was on a really busy tube on the way home the other day, and I breathed out. And as I did, the girl in front of me's ponytail moved in my wind.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm too close to you.
That's gross.
It was really bad. Yeah. Like, and her hair was like, no, I'm sorry.
I hate being, you know, when the tube's packed and you're so close to someone that you can see all their pores, and I'm like,
I shouldn't be
You've
here.
Got a black head there.
Can I just get
I would
it?
Love to get that for you. I don't like that. No, I don't like that.
Bad.
The intimacy on the tube. But I feel like you almost get desensitized on the tube.
To the closeness.
Yeah, to the closeness.
Yeah,
for sure.
Until you broach the physical touch, and then it's a whole thing.
But I would argue this one, like touching someone's hand, I would argue that that is intimate.
Do you get it where... Like, I saw a meme the other day and I was like, I thought it was just me that did this. When I used to commute to work when I was like young, I would, if I ever saw anybody my age on the tube, I'd be like, oh, so we're in love.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, absolutely.
I'd be like, oh, wow.
Anyone I saw, any boy I saw anywhere, I was like, oh, we're in love.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I was so boy mad. I was
Were
obsessed.
You?
Obsessed.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I was obsessed. I had my, like, first kiss when I was 11 and I loved him so much.
You had your first kiss when you were 11 and you loved him so much?
I loved him so much. I was obsessed with him. Oh, I even wrote him a letter.
I bet you came on really fucking strong.
I can
imagine a serious intensity to 11-year-old boy mad Alex.
I mean, I didn't know, obviously, like, I was way out of my depth, but I was just so in love. Yeah, I was so boy mad. Oh my God. Yeah, any boys on the train, on the,
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
On the bus.
On the train. I once had an experience when I was like 16 and I was coming back from a party and I was really hungover. And there was a whole load, I don't know where I was going. There was a whole load of guys. It actually feels like it should have been a dream, really. But it wasn't, because I was on the train coming back and I was a bit hungover. And there were loads of men in their army uniform. They were going back to their barracks.
Oh.
And they were being deployed, because it was when I was young. So when there was a war on.
Right.
So they were literally going to war. And you this like, guy asked for my number, and googly-eyed. I was like, yeah, I was like, sir, okay.
Can I come with you?
I was like, yeah, I love you, sure. Yeah, so I gave him my number, and he was like, I mean, he was like, probably only like 18 or 19. I was 16, and I was like, wow. Yeah, and he asked me in front of all his friends, and I was like, oh, oh my God. Okay, yeah.
Did he ever text you?
Yeah, he did, we texted. And then he went to war, so didn't text him anymore.
Did he? Okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine. But yeah, it was just
oh my God, imagine what could have been.
I know.
I mean, you've got Alex, so it's good. So we're all good. Like,
No,
Alex
I'm fine.
Is great, but imagine.
I know. But how romantic is that? So I think that's where it probably got work. It probably came from there because I was like, well, this has happened once. It can happen again. I was like, it was like the railway children. Yeah.
Gosh, I've never had a romantic encounter like that.
I know. I think it really wasn't romantic.
I do come across too.
You see, I've got quite good cat energy on. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Then people come to me.
Yeah. I'm like...
A golden retriever.
Yeah.
Love me.
please pet me.
But if it happened to me now, I'd be like, oh, fuck off. But, well, obviously because I'm married, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't romantic. It was actually probably quite like...
That's sad.
No, I mean, no, probably just kind of like, I was super hungover. So I had like makeup all over my face. I think I was wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt that was pink, which was weird. And... Yeah, I don't know. Odd. Anyway, yeah.
I like that. I enjoy it.
Yeah, good. My fables of romance. Okay. I don't actually know what a fable is, but I just said it. It sounded right.
No, it's kind of one of those words that I don't know what it is either. It
sounds right, though.
Along with
a stable.
It's another word that I always say and I don't actually know what it means. I always think I'm going to write them down and Google them, but I don't. Or I Google them, but I just forget what I've Googled. Anyway. Next one, putting change into the cashier's hand.
Oh, yeah, that's a warm exchange.
That is really difficult, actually, because I tend to drop it, so I don't have any
touch.
But if you have to really
you can't have loads of coins.
It's like and you can't have loads of drop. It's got to be an appropriate amount of drop.
Yeah,
otherwise,
you're
like,
too heavy.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awkward. It's a hard. It's a hard thing to get right.
I put it on the counter and
I don't
push
want
it.
Touch. Oh, very.
Like if I were putting a pound down, I'd put it down and then I'd just slide it.
I like that.
Wordlessly
very
across the counter.
Movies
yes.
like in the
like I'm bribing
store.
Them. Yeah.
No. In
take
the liquor store.
Take
I like
pound.
That. Yeah. I like that.
Except I say this like I have hand money. I have not seen a coin in a very long time. I'm an Apple Pay whore.
No.
Oh, Al, I've lost my wallet again.
Who actually?
Yes.
Where? If I knew that, I would be lost.
You know the thing I'm most upset about?
Go on.
I've got a ZZ's black card in there.
That's rough.
Fucking cards can be replaced.
That cannot be replaced.
I'm really upset.
That's rough.
I know. I keep trying to stress the urgency to Alex to like keep his eyes very much peeled.
Is it in the house somewhere?
I don't know. We hope. I know,
living with you must be so hard.
He can't go now. Bet he wished that things had progressed further with the guy on the train.
Does he even like bat an eyelid? Like if you're like, I've lost my wallet. Is he just like, oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Just he helped like, me look for it for a bit.
Oh, that's
we didn't find it. I think he has got somewhat desensitized to it. I think he's reached a level of apathy now.
What made me laugh is when you went to like a house party or something and you just came back without your entire bag.
Oh yeah, I went to a birthday party. Yeah, I forgot my bag.
It's not like, I don't know, like you could leave.
I had everything.
I don't know, like it's just your entire bag. Like how could you
everything.
Leave that?
I know, I had my passport. Had my wallet, had my keys, had like loads of stuff for Arlo in it, had my AirPods. Yeah, everything. All gone. Lipstick.
And it's not like on the way at some point you were like, oh shit, my bag. No, you got no, all the way home.
Yeah, then Anna rang me and she's like, you left your bag.
Oh, so you didn't even know. Oh,
no, I can't. It would have taken me probably 4 or 5 days to notice that that had gone. It's so bad. People said to me a lot before I had Arlo, because I am like out the house with like... nothing. Like I occasionally take a key, but very rarely. Like I mostly take my phone and AirPods at a push. Sometimes not even AirPods, maybe just my phone. I like never take anything whenever I go anywhere. And when I had Arlo, everyone was like, well, that'll change. You'll be like a pack. No. Nothing. No.
Nappy, no.
No, we take nappies. wipes and a change of outfits.
Yeah.
And then I always keep a pair of spare baby socks in my pockets because she just doesn't like wearing socks. She just pulls them off all the time.
Okay. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I keep, as a matter of principle, like a spare little coat for her and a hat and stuff on the bottom of the buggy and the rain thing. But that's all kind of packed in there all the time. So
that
when it comes
really nice
to leaving the house, I just have to walk out the door. Like, I don't have to be like, oh, where's everything? Because everything's just
that's
there.
That's nice and organised.
And if anyone's fucked with my system, like if Alex has like used nappies or whatever, or used the spare outfit and not replaced it, then I have to kill him with my bare hands.
That drives me nuts.
It's so annoying.
That when Dave takes my dog poo bags.
Yeah, because you know where they are. Because, I keep dog poo bags in the buggy bag as well.
That really, really wound me up.
Yeah, because funnily enough, happened the other day, and I was like, and then Boo did a poo, and I was like, what the fuck am I going to do now?
Take them, but replace them.
Replace them, because I leave them in the back left pocket of the buggy bag. That's how the system works.
Yeah, rude, so
like,
rude.
So yeah, it's organised chaos. Like, it does make sense, the system.
Yeah, I mean, like, you always turn up to places.
I'm always here. I always get my work done. I'm never really late, like, unless something's gone really wrong. I went through a stage with Arlo where everything was a bit chaotic, but I'm back on time. I was early this morning.
Yeah.
Did forget to write my metro column, which isn't great.
That's not ideal.
but generally speaking, everything gets done and on time.
Deadlines in journalism are there to be
pushed. Pushed, yeah, exactly.
You're fine.
Exactly. And also, I've been doing it for like months. I've done it since July, so it's the first time it's happened.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, but generally speaking, I'm incredibly... Yeah. This is why I think Alex doesn't mind living with me, is that he's like, it's not my system, but it does work. Like, he's like, it all gets done. And he says, you are very organized, just not in a way that I can relate to.
I feel like he is like this.
Straight
and
line.
Then he gets there.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like this. But you'll get
like
there.
Like barbed wire, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you might injure yourself along the way.
Uh-huh.
And you might injure him.
Yeah.
But you get there.
But I get there.
That's fine. That's all you need to do. You just need to get there.
100%.
Okay, I like it.
And I might lose some things along the way. Like my wallet. So annoying.
That is very annoying.
I've just ordered a new card. Annoying. Not, I haven't cancelled my other ones. I literally have just started a new bank account. I've just got an Amex.
Oh,
I was like, it's time
hell.
To grow up.
Hang on.
I know, because I have to book something. And I was like, oh, I haven't got any money because my card's not working, so I need a new card. So I just, instead of doing anything about the missing wallet, I just opened
got a new one.
A new bank account.
Sure.
It arrived this morning.
Pray for him, everyone. Oh, this next one.
Yeah.
The nail tech holding your hand.
Oh, when they're doing the little massage at the end.
No, even the whole way through when they have to. I distinctly remember once when. Okay, so say they're doing your fourth finger, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't want your pinky to like rest on them. I remember this. I didn't want my pinky to rest on her because that felt intimate and weird. So I held my pinky up, but then my pinky started to violently shake. And I was like willing it with all my might. Stop shaking. But it was violently shaking.
Do better.
And she just looked up at me and said, are you okay? I was like, sorry. I just don't know where to put it. And she just put it down on her hand and it stopped shaking. And it was horrible.
I don't know where to put it. Where else would you put it?
But you know what I mean? When you rest it on their hand, then it becomes intimate.
No, that doesn't bother me. And I don't
Does
know why.
Not?
No.
I would have thought.
I agree, because
I'm
not a toucher, so that is odd. Yeah, I don't seem to mind. I just feel like it's means to an end. Also, my friend, he does my nails. So it's like, we're buddies.
Used to her. Or, okay, I've got another one. When someone's doing when you're having a massage and they go down your arm
and then they link
hands with you.
I think
link fingers with you.
That feels quite beautiful in a way. I feel like Rose and Jack on the Titanic when they're having sex. I'm like, oh my God,
oh my God, the hand goes up.
Yeah. Then there was another point where
they're linked. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that for them.
Yeah.
And for me and
my
masseuse.
I love that for them, but not for me and someone
very frigid.
Random, I don't know. It's a random stranger. I don't know. It feels awkward.
I get that.
Okay. We're going to have to, this is in two parts. This is going to have to be in two parts.
100% this is in two parts.
Because we've got through about four and there's a lot. Okay. Applying sunscreen for someone.
I make myself so busy at the beginning of the day on a holiday. I'm like, oh, got to go. Like, I'll put Arlo's on and I'll do Alex's. And that's about as much as I'm interested in. Someone you don't know.
No,
I don't want to do it for my friends. But like, someone you don't know that well.
Touching their bare skin.
Yeah, like, I don't know, your friend's boyfriend or whatever. He's like, something. I'm like, no, burn.
Absolutely not. I couldn't.
Leave me out of this.
I wouldn't.
This has got nothing to do with me.
Especially if their back's hairy. I don't want to touch it.
And I was, yeah. I don't mind. I feel like I do a lot of people's sun cream. Maybe I don't mind it that much. But I don't like the idea of it. I certainly don't want to.
I really don't want to.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't even
think I'll... Would you do mine?
I do your back, yeah.
What else would I want you to
do? I think I'm definitely more inclined to do women than men.
Yeah, me too. Probably because we're less hairy, generally.
Yeah, exactly. And just, I don't know, there's something too intimate.
It is quite intimate.
Yeah. Like, even Dave, I don't want to do Dave.
I tell you what gets weird with when you do a man's, and it's like even like doing my brother's or whatever, it's like you can do the shoulders, no biggie, back of the neck, fine. Lower back, fine. But then it's like, what happens when you get to like the waistband?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
how low do you want me to go?
Yeah, that's
because if I'm doing Alex's, I want to be thorough, right? So I'll just go to the top of his butt cheeks so that if his trousers move a little bit, we guarantee protection. Yeah. But I don't want to get down someone else's trunks. So I'm like, I'm just not going to do the job properly.
No.
You know what I mean? So just do it yourself.
Do it yourself. I mean, they can't do it themselves. I guess that's the whole point.
But you can do it yourself. People just don't try hard enough. If you stretch and limber, I can do, maybe it's because I'm hypermobile, but I can reach my own back. I can cream my own back.
I don't think I can. I definitely can't at the moment.
There should be no.
I'm struggling to wash myself.
Why? There should be like a rolling paintbrush. Well, you could just.
Well, there's one for fake tan.
Well, then why don't we just use that for sun cream?
We should.
We definitely should.
Yeah.
I think it's about time we all became a bit less codependent.
But then you can't draw a penis in someone's back with sun cream.
You could do it on your own.
You could try.
Yeah.
I've never used the fake tan thing. I've got one at home. I've never used it. Mainly because I can't bother. No one ever sees my back. But anyway.
I don't think I've ever seen your back.
No, it's not that great. It's fine.
Of course I've seen your back because I've seen the top of your butt crack.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
My dodgy butt crack.
Yeah, your weird bum crack. God, I bet loads of sun cream falls down that. Collects in the bottom. like a little goblet.
Gross. Moving on. Oh, okay. Multiple people said having an eye test. Emma said, when the optician lowers the lights and then hovers 1 centimeter from your face. Yeah, that's horrible. That's giving me like funny feeling.
I concur. Funnily enough, I had an eye test last week.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is quite intimate.
Good news? Bad news?
It's bad news. It's always bloody bad news.
Is it?
My eyes are such a bummer.
Are they?
You know, I had operations on them when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I had one on one eye and one on the other. So I had an operation on each eye because I was born. Well, I wasn't born, but I developed a very bad squint because I was totally boss-eyed. Yeah. Love that for me. And then I had the operations, fine. But then my eyesight's not very good. But it's weirdly, it's plus 2.5, which is
that
unusual. Normally, and particularly with contact wearers, it's like minus. So I have to order my contacts in.
You can't see in front of you.
I have to have it for everything. I just can't see anything, really, like far away or close up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Anyway, but my main problem is my stigmatism. So my stigmatism's getting worse. My prescription stays pretty consistent, pretty stable.
What's your prescription?
Plus 2.5.
Plus 2.5, okay.
So yeah. But then my stigmatism's out. So basically, I just have to wear my glasses and my contacts more than I want to. Which is fine. Anyway, I had an eye test. It can be quite intimate.
It is intimate.
It is intimate. Yeah, love that for me.
And the whole test that they go through, which one?
I always panic.
Which one's blurrier?
And
I'm like,
this?
I honestly don't know. It's like splitting hairs at this point. I don't know what you want from me.
And how bad did you really need to know this? And it's like, can you read that line? And I'm like, give me time. Yeah, I can probably do it. Is it easy? Yeah. No. And then you sit there like, and they're like, you don't need to squint. And it's like, well, then I can't do it. I hate this. There's got to be a better way.
Do you know what I don't like as well? That they don't tell you if you've got it right or wrong.
I know. I'm like, is it a P or an F? Is it a P or an F?
I know. You say, and you think like, okay, it's an F. And you'll never know.
No, you won't.
Well, unless you
probably get really close to it, yeah. So funny, actually. I remember so much of like when I was little and I had to have those operations. And I remember all the tests that they used to, you know, the thing, like the little thing that they put in front of your eye and then they block one eye.
Oh, yeah.
And they do it all with machines now, but they used to have it. It was like a little postman pat on a stick, and that was what they was used to stop. And it's really weird, like, what I can remember from my operations when I was little.
That must be horrible as a kid, having operations on your eyes.
Yeah, I think it was more horrible for my parents.
Yeah, that's quite strange.
Because I watch Arlo like a hawk now. I'm like, are those eyes all right? Like, are they going in? Because sometimes, but then kids just sometimes...
Did your brother and sister have one?
No.
Just you?
But mine still comes back. Like, I... now when I'm tired. Yeah, I still got my squint in my right eye.
But so you just developed it? You know, you weren't born with it?
I think I was, but basically your muscles are very loose when you're a baby.
Okay.
And then they get like, they're supposed to be able to focus and I just couldn't.
Okay.
And then they operated on one eye. Because I don't really understand it, but they couldn't really work out where it's coming from. And they operated basically on the wrong eye. So then they had to do the other one as well. So yeah,
bloody hell!
I know,
you've had so many operations
on my face. Like, what's wrong with my face? Like, why is my eyes and my jaw? Like, how annoying is that? Like, an operation on each eye and a broken jaw. Like, that seems like quite a lot.
It's unnecessary,
doesn't
actually.
It? Rest of me.
Greedy.
Peak physical health.
So greedy.
Yeah, I know. I really stress myself out with it. It's like
one or two would suffice. You know?
But also, isn't it kind of funny that I've had like these huge, like three big operations on my face, and you wouldn't really know? Just look at me.
Yeah.
There's no scars.
No.
Science is so clever.
God, that's really good.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get laser eye surgery. Well, the optician keeps trying to. They keep giving me leaflets about laser eye surgery.
I mean. My mum and dad both had it done. My dad worked really well. My mum, so badly.
Okay.
It, like, prompted something.
Oh. Oh, okay. I don't want that.
For, like, these epithelial cells or something to grow.
Oh, no.
So they just started, like, rapidly growing. Yeah, it wasn't good. But I think for the majority of people, it's amazing, right? It's like, it can be, like, life-changing.
Yeah. My dad keeps being like, no, you've had enough on your face. Like, I can't handle the stress of worrying about you and, like, worrying about your eyes again. And, like, I'm like, yeah, but then I won't have to wear contacts every day or glasses every day. That'd
be
nice. I can just wake up in the morning and see shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Can they get rid of the stigmatism or does that not work?
I actually have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I agree. Optician's intimate. And I have to spend way too much time there. So I'm with you.
Opticians are intimate. We've got so many more intimate moments to go
through. We'll do them next week.
Part two. Thank you guys for listening.
Love you loads.
See you next week
with more horrible intimacy.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.